This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Republicans in Congress recently voted to cut billions of approved dollars for foreign aid programs. For Colorado Congressman Gabe Evans, his yes vote was about the role of government versus private responsibility. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Evans says foreign aid has been going to all sorts of, quote, woke programs his constituents shouldn't have to pay for. He also doesn't think the wealthiest governments have an obligation to help the poorest countries.
I think just because a thing ought to be done doesn't necessarily mean that government is always the best entity to do that thing. We know that pretty much everything that government touches runs mediocre at best, and then there's always going to be fraud, waste, and abuse in that system.
Evans describes himself as religious and says he thinks a lot of the clawed-back foreign aid money will eventually end up flowing through nonprofit and faith-based organizations. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A former Trump administration official offered to use his relationship with the White House to benefit several Colorado counties if they paid him. The Denver Post reports that Jeff Small, now a consultant with a conservative public affairs firm in Denver, made the offer to commissioners in Jefferson, Arapahoe, Clear Creek, Gunnison, and Chaffee counties. Small said he could help get their counties removed from a White House list of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions in exchange for payment. None of the commissioners accepted the offer. Small also contacted county clerks claiming to be working with the White House and asking for access to voting equipment. The clerks rejected that request. Lawyers for former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will be in federal court today to argue she should be released while her case is on appeal. Peters is serving 9 years for helping an unauthorized person access Mesa County's election machines. This is CPR News and KRCC.